Let's pray, shall we? Oh, Lord Jesus, we will never be able to comprehend just how wonderful and how marvelous your love is for us, because we will never be able to fully comprehend the magnitude of the work that you performed in our place. But we know that you did perform that work. We know that you are the one and only Savior. And we pray that as we remember you now, that you would grant us grace to see you accurately through the words of Scripture. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. All right, well, now it's the time when we remember Jesus around his table. It's a time for Christians, once again, to remember Christ and what he did in their place at the cross as he offered his body and his blood at the cross. We're going to be taking a couple of symbols here in just a few minutes. We're going to be taking a small wafer and a bit of juice. And it's important for us to remember again that these are just symbols. They're symbols that remind us of the blood of Christ, the body of Christ that he offered for all of those who would put their trust in him. Today, we're going to be looking at a passage that helps us understand that true rest is found only in the person of Christ himself. So if you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4? We're going to be looking at verses 9 and 10. Some men are coming down the aisles. If you don't have a Bible, simply raise your hand. They can get a Bible to you. And our joy would be that if you don't actually own a Bible, that you take this for yourself so that you can begin reading the truth of God's word for yourself. In Hebrews, the author is writing to Jewish people, and these Jewish people are very tempted to abandon their faith and go back to the system of Old Testament law. Because on the one hand, they'd been rejected by their own countrymen, the Jews, because they had embraced Christ. On the other hand, they had been oppressed by the Romans who wanted to rule over them. So they were very tempted to go back to the Old Testament law and find solidarity with their Jewish brothers. And the law itself was a perfect law because that law was a picture of God's perfect character. So it was a perfect law. But under that law, ongoing sin demanded ongoing sacrifice. So in the Old Testament, as ongoing sin was present, there was a need for an ongoing sacrifice, and there was no rest from that ongoing sacrifice as long as there was ongoing sin. But God made a new covenant in his Son, Jesus Christ, in which there is permanent rest. And so as we read our passage, notice where you find that rest in the middle of verse 10. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works as God did from his. We find that rest when we enter into his rest. And his rest is Christ's rest. And Christ's rest has everything to do with the empty tomb that Eric just read about in John's gospel. Because when Jesus died, he completely satisfied the Father's wrath against all of the sin that he bore in his body for everyone who would trust in him. And it was proof that the Father was satisfied with that. The resurrection from the dead showed that the Father was pleased with the work that Jesus did. Jesus rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God. His work to save is finished. There is rest in that. Unlike the Old Testament law, in Christ, there is an end to the sacrifice because Christ himself is the sacrifice. So Christ's sacrifice of his life provided not just a covering for sin like you find in the Old Testament, but a permanent removal, a permanent forgiveness of sin. So, Christian, if you're here this morning, you're a follower of Christ, if he is your Lord, if he is your Savior and your Master, if he has been the one you have been following, or if he is the one you began following today, when the elements come to you, take them and hold them and remember this. Remember that these two symbols are a picture of the finished work of Christ in your place. There is rest in the person of Christ. There is no more striving to remove sin from your life. To be accounted for and atoned for before God. There is a striving for holiness of life, but there is no longer a striving for seeking to propitiate God's wrath on your own part. Christ has done the work for you. And then when your heart is prepared with joy, take the elements on your own. If you're here this morning and you are not a follower of Christ, we want you to know that we're very thankful that you're here. It really is our joy that you're here. We want you to know that it's our pleasure to host you. The one message we hope you take away from this Sunday morning, if you're not a follower of Christ, is you don't have true rest. You don't have the true rest that can be found in the person of Christ. Christ himself, as this passage shows you, is where you find true rest. You do that by submitting yourself to his lordship in your life and recognizing that what he did on the cross was sufficient and complete for you. After the service, there will be somebody up here at the front to your left. They would love to talk with you about what Christ has done for them. But now when the elements come to you, just pass them to the person next to you, and I'll come back and close our time in prayer in just a few minutes. So men, come and serve us.